And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, I know tough loss for the kids this past Friday, falling just short against Minden. Talk about the mental approach and how the kids have been able to bounce back as you've worked through practice this week.
Yeah, we had a big meeting on Monday for our scouting report. We just talked about the game last week and how you got to turn the page and move on to the next, but really take what lessons that we learned in that game and how you got to play four quarters and give great effort every time. I thought, and they realized that, and I think they've seen that. So after watching some film and talking through some things, so we've had a good practice to start this week. So hopefully that continues, and we just continue to learn and get better.
Coach, I'm sure you were happy with the effort last week in the respect that you get down early. Things really kind of went against you, especially early in the game, but the kids kept fighting back and had a chance in the end. I'm sure you were happy about that.
Yeah, I thought second half we played hard and we really didn't give up much defensively. I thought besides the big trick play pass and one long run, without those two, we hold them under 100 yards of total offense. So I thought our effort was good. We just didn't get it punching in. We never really got clicking on offense. They moved around up front and gave us, made our kids think a little, and we got some confusion. And I thought our effort was good in the second half, and they played hard.
Coach, I know we've talked about the guys up front and the way that they've progressed through the course of the year, but maybe something we haven't talked about has just been the concept of building depth. And I know coming into the season that was kind of a question mark, and building depth was probably a question mark, but we've seen some kids come in and start to fill some positions. Can you talk about building some depth up front as the season has gone along?
You know, we've played a lot of sophomores at times, sometimes at six, sometimes at seven. Just varies on who's in there and what we're playing. And we're trying to work kids in. And the more experience they get, the more they're going to grow. You know, we've worked in several kids on the D-line with Drew Ellis and Devin Baum and Gunnar Baltz. And then on the offensive line up front, we've worked through with Brody Dickman some and Wyatt Stolpe and Gunnar Baltz has also been in there some and working around. So, you know, these kids are getting the opportunity to play and most of the time they try to make the most of it. But it's learning every time because it's with what we do and what teams try to do to stop us. They really make those kids think up front. So on the offensive side and on the defensive side, it's just experience and growing and really focusing on your technique. You know, a lot of things go through your mind when it's the first time out there playing and big games first year. And they just always they really need to just reflect and think about the things we work on in practice and use those things. And it's just a growing process. So, and they're doing a good job and continuing to get better.
Coach, I'm going to ask you to help us fans just understand the game better. We hear the concept of getting to the second level a lot in football when it comes to blocking and such. How does that happen? I'm sure it has a lot to do with the defensive front and everything that is being shown. How does that happen?
Well, your front line, we have our concept, and we do some in-on-over stuff, but we're always working up to the second level. If it's a double team, we work up to the second level. Second level would be your linebackers right behind the defensive line. And we work on that every day and working up and over. And those are our words and concepts. So, and the guards got to work to the second level. And that's a growing process. Kids got to learn angles. And then sometimes they're not lined up just exactly the way we practice. So that it's a learning to start the game. And then sometimes at halftime, we just show them what they're doing, and they're like, oh, and it clicks in their head. This is all I got to do. And they just got to work and fight through. Sometimes we have to rip through a defensive guy on the offensive line. We have to rip through, keep our inside shoulder low, and rip through and get to that second level, and it's which is the linebackers. So it's just a work in progress and working on angles and seeing, having your eyes up, looking for feet, you know, because those D-line are down in the stance and they got to look for feet that shouldn't be there, and just recognize what's coming from the second level or where their guy is located and what angle they have to take to go reach him. So that's kind of the second level that we, how we talk about it and work at it. So,
Coach, I don't know where the season is going, but final home game of the year. You welcome in Central City. Just talk about them as you study them. What are some of the things you see from them, and what will be the key for the Indians on Friday?
Well, they're going to spread the field on you. They're going to go deep. Quite a few times they have a receiver that's really good. He really high points the ball. Probably three, four times they'll go deep with him, and they're gonna stretch the field, widen the field on you. They do swing passes. They got a good running back, but like always, our goal is to always stop the run and try to make any team one dimensional. And we feel if we can do that, we give ourselves a chance to compete.
Well, Coach, it's always great to talk to you. We appreciate you taking the time each and every week, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on our pregame show.